Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Good morning, Jody Hamilton. The sun is shining, and so is your face.
Wow.
Boy, oh boy. Listen, it's like a love story everywhere. You and Jody, and then also Jody and Bonnie and Clyde are just, they're having a thing over there. It looks like she's like a Disney princess.
Well, as long as we're not talking about hyena clitorises anymore.
No kidding.
Well, listen, right? Someone's got to bring it up. Charlie.
No, they don't, quite
I'll
honestly.
I'll tell you, the boy hyena doesn't have any trouble finding the little man in the boat. I'll tell you that.
Right? Exactly. That's the good news. The female hyenas need, like, you know, GPS that the human women do.
I am too young
for this. It's not anywhere near there.
Okay. Hi, Charlie. What do you think
I want to talk some more smut. Go ahead.
All right. What do you think is going to happen? We have said over and over. If this,
that's kind of a wide open.
That's
question.
That's a very open-ended question.
No, but I mean, this debt thing, we were saying someone, I don't know, it was David Frum or somebody said, Democrats better get on Twitter and start saying how much they hate this deal. Because that's, you know, clearly, we don't know what Kevin McCarthy is going to be able to
no,
do.
No, I have absolutely no idea whether or not McCarthy can bring enough of his caucus along. I hope he doesn't. I hope that he doesn't get a lot of Democrats on board. Maybe just enough Democrats to pass it. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I want him, you know, hung up on these crazy people he's allowed to run the House.
Yeah.
I want that to be an issue.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it'll start with the Rules Committee's meeting today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sides of beef on that committee.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
My friend Jim McGovern could just sit back and laugh.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, I mean,
I don't know. I mean, I am continually amazed, and I can't figure out which of these it is, but either no Republican actually understands what the debt ceiling is.
Yeah.
Or they're all determined to pretend they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
have anything to do with next year's budget.
Right.
I was traveling, Charlie, so I didn't get to, listen to every detail of this. But I swear to God, all you do is go, oh, it's making all the right people mad. So you know that it must be a Biden win. And I think, once again,
more than mad, it's sending them into what my mother would have called hysterics.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, but I just think it's that, because that has become their only governing principle is owning the libs. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just what makes liberals mad, you know?
Yeah, I mean, performance pieces for Fox News and, yeah, you know, your next gig at Newsmax.
Yeah.
There's no philosophy, no governing philosophy there.
Yeah. Well,
even if McCarthy had one, he couldn't enforce it because he's in the hands of the crazy people.
Yep. Yeah. No.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution.
Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, exactly. Well, listen, I don't know if this was by accident, but listen to the president yesterday.
Do you think it's time for the U.S. to get rid of the debt limit? That this is, you know, for that, for the reasons you just laid out?
No, I think it would cause more controversy getting rid of the debt limit, although I am exploring the idea that we would, at a later date, a year or two from now, decide whether or not the 14th Amendment, how that actually would impact on whether or not you need to do the debt limit every year. But that's another day.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't need the debt. You don't need the debt ceiling.
No. Right.
Pay your damn bills.
Yep. Right.
That simple.
Yeah. It's so stupid that we go through this.
This was a device concocted to deal with a ginned up economic crisis, and it should have been dumped a decade ago.
Yeah.
And now it's being used to create another ginned up economic crisis.
Yeah.
So no, I mean, I'm glad he's talking about the 14th Amendment, although I'll believe that when I see it. But the debt, there's no point to the debt ceiling.
Yeah. Do you think lemmings ever, like, you know, when they're about to go off the cliff every year, go, should we do this every year, or should we maybe come up with another plan?
I think they're all fully committed. they've made an agreement and they're sticking to it.
Yeah.
Now, exactly. I'm not saying they don't have second thoughts on the way down.
Yeah.
Because they probably do. It was a really good idea.
Maybe should have negotiated. Yeah. So we just talked about Ken Paxton. I mean, you just said
that's the greatest story of the week. Are you kidding?
You said
they've accused him of everything except being on the grassy knoll.
Right. You said it's never.
In terms of Texas crime.
It's never been a good idea for a state to have an AG who's been under indictment for nearly a decade. Yeah. But hey, Texas, boy, I don't know. I mean, that's what I kept wondering. How has this gone on this long?
Yeah.
He's gotten reelected.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that he's under indictment.
Right.
And now they're surprised. Now that they're surprised that once he's in office, he turned out to be a crook.
Right.
Alleged crook.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was saying that, you know, it's just, there's no amount.
Do you know how much of an alleged crook you have to be to get that kind of vote from Texas Republicans?
Right.
Well, that's what I was reading the tweet. Someone said there's no level.
You got to pretty much show up in the chamber with a mask and a gun.
Yeah.
And ask for
we were just saying there's no level of criminality that, you know, because Donald Trump, I think, has poisoned the well, the conspiracy well, that it just becomes witch hunt, hoax, fake news whenever it's someone from your tribe. There seems to be no level of evidence that Republican, you know, the MAGA crowd anyway, accepts.
Well, I mean, it seems like the Texas Republicans have had enough of this guy.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned about Stuart Rhodes. You said, I'm not entirely sure why Stuart Rhodes ever should be let out of prison, let alone after 18 years. The man's a terrorist as much as was the blind sheik, and he died in a federal prison. I mean, yeah, I don't know how much worse you could get than Stuart Rhodes. I mean, he led the whole thing, right?
I mean, I'm glad he's going away, and I'm glad that, you know, that the perception is that he's being, you know, that he's gotten a stiff sentence, but I don't make any difference between him and an Islamic terrorist that we're, you know, or one of those guys that we've been holding without charges in Guantanamo since, you know, the 18th century or whatever.
Since Ron DeSantis was assistant urinalysis coordinator at Gitmo.
Yeah, that was one of his things, right? He was the He was the deputy assistant executive year analysis.
Oh my God, he's such a phony too. Like this new commercial with the fighter jets. I'm like, you were the guy in charge of the pee. Not even you were the assistant guy in charge of the pee.
The urine, not the vegetable.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Thank you. Clarification.
And also, the planes weren't real.
You're right.
They had to CG planes into it.
That's going to be the next sequel. Top Gun Specimen Jar.
Here was my favorite piece of yours is Mark Meadows singing sweet melodies to the feds. Ooh. About his former employer. You said it's not that I find it implausible. It's the only way Meadows can keep from spending some of his golden years in the Gray Bar Hotel. A source close to Trump's legal team said Trump's lawyers have had no contact with Meadows and his teams and are in the dark about what Meadows is doing in the investigation. Yeah, he's been radio silent for quite some time, right, Jody?
Yeah, were I on the Trump defense team, and I thank God every day that I'm not, I'd be worried about the fact that we're not hearing anything from this guy.
Yeah.
And apparently nobody knows where he is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you said I'm going to hold fire.
I think he's in a Motel 6 in Virginia watching Spectrodyne a lot and, you know, talking to the prosecutors for a couple hours every day, but that's just me.
Yeah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You said I'm going to hold fire till there's something more solid than what amounts to an aside in an account of how Meadows is still a power broker in the insane, crazy caucus. However, if that speculation turns out to be true, I'm going to be the least surprised person in the universe. I mean, the latest story today is, you know, Evan Corcoran saying he was steered away from where the really good classified stuff was at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, so there, you know, he's involved in the commission of a crime. Jim Paratore, what's his name?
Had to
quit, probably, because now he's a witness to obstruction. I mean, that's how these dominoes are going to fall, isn't it?
Yeah, there was an office door at Mar-a-Lago that said, really important classified documents.
No classified documents in here at all.
Authorized personnel only.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's you know, it seems like at a certain point, the crime fraud exception applies to all of Trump's lawyers because...
In this case, I wouldn't call the crime fraud exception an exception.
Yeah,
it
right.
It seems to be the rule.
The crime fraud rule. Right, exactly. Yeah. We love out here in Hollywood that they had a rehearsal.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah,
they had a rehearsal for crime. Like bank robbers, like rehearse the bank...
Well, you got it.
The bank job before they do it, like in the Sting.
Sure. In the Sting.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get notes, right? I mean, you got to, you know, run through the thing. You have a table read for the crime first.
And blocking.
Blocking. Make sure nobody breaks their ankle.
Then it's got to go to crime standards and practices.
Right.
And,
yep.
And you get network notes.
Yes. The suits come down and give you notes. Exactly.
As I once asked in a USC theater production, but what's my motivation to move over there? The director said, because that's where the light will be. Go there. Shut up.
Sometimes that's the only answer.
It's the only one that counts. Because it's in the script.
Yeah.
Charlie, we've linked to all your delightful mm-hmm. scribblings.
I appreciate that, and I get a lot of feedback from it. So that's a good thing.
Oh, yay.
Well, say goodbye to your amour.
Au revoir, Jody. Have a good week. I will talk to you next Lundy.
Yes.
Tuesday. All right. Love you.
Yes.
Bye, Charlie
Pierce. Goodbye.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.